This podcast is brought to you by SEW Eurodrive, leaders in the field of drive technology. Monday, December 7, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon de Rehove. Making headlines today. Platinum miner Lonmin has reached a two-year wage agreement with the National Union of Mine Workers with regard to workers at its Marikana operation in Northwest Province. Employees will receive a 10% wage increase for the first year of the agreement, which will be backdated to October 1, 2009. Lonmin reports that they will be entitled to an increase of consumer price inflation plus 2% in the second year of the agreement. Transnet acting CEO Chris Wells says that the commodity corridors in South Africa are likely to be the main beneficiaries of the state-owned power utility's expanded five-year capital investment program. He says that the new plan will probably involve a 10% increase in the budget of the current rolling plan, which stands at 80.5 billion rand. The new plan will be unveiled in February. The group has two main commodity lines, the coal line linking the coal fields of Mpumalanga province with the export terminal at Richards Bay, and the iron ore line from Sishen to Saldanha. Wells says that the main focus will be on the procurement and upgrading of locomotives and wagons for the commodity lines. However, he stressed that these projects still had to receive board approval. The group has invested 62 billion rand over the last 4.5 years in the upgrading and modernizing of existing facilities, as well as in expanding infrastructure capacity. Also making headlines, Botswana is compelled to honor an agreement to support a rights issue by diamond producer De Beers. Diversified miner Rio Tinto teams up with the University of Queensland to establish an $11 million sorting center. ASX-listed Red 5 secures financing for its Philippines gold project, and JSE-listed Metarex recommends that shareholders approve the Vergenoeg deal. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.